All right, guys. So before we get into this Rich the Kid interview, I just have to send a big, big shout out to our sponsor, MeUndies. MeUndies are the softest underwear that I've ever worn. They are sustainably sourced, and they're made from a fiber that is 3 times softer than cotton. So head on over to MeUndies.com/NoJumper. We have a very, very special offer going for listeners of the podcast. And all you have to do is head on over there. You get 20% off your first order. You get 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Because if you don't like this product, they will literally give you your money back. But I promise you that if you wear underwear, and I assume that applies to almost everybody else out there, including myself, you will like this underwear. You'll like it better than whatever you're wearing. I promise. This is a very, very big part of the Rope Gang, of the No Jumper Squad. Head on over to MeUndies. They are a very, very big supporter and sponsor of the podcast. Head on over there. MeUndies.com/NoJumper. Get yourself involved. Let's go. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm here in the studio with one of the flyest guys I know, Rich the Kid.
Michael Jackson, moonwalk.
How you doing, bro?
Chilling, man.
Nice to have you in here. I feel very honored because I'm one of the only 92 people. I'm one of the 92 people you follow on Twitter.
You dig?
The question is, do I keep that status even after this interview?
Know that shit.
Nah, you're the type. I bet you would follow a journalist real quick to get an interview and then be like, nah, I'm done with him after. You would jug him. No, you don't agree with that?
No, sir.
I see you as like a dude who's probably capable of some very, very good quality finessing. Yeah. You done a lot of finessing in your day? Let's hear about it.
A lot of finessing in the books of finesse.
Explain. What was your greatest heist? You ever rob like a jewelry store or anything?
No. I wish. I look like I robbed a jewelry store.
See, I was going to say that too. I wish I said that first. Can we review? What, let's see that Smurf chain right there. Damn. How much you spend on that thing?
Like 70 or some shit.
See, that's why I'm not going to get in the jewelry game, is because I'm scared of, like, you know, guys like you who just have like full blown arsenals of. Look at your fucking fingers. You got a crazy ass diamond ring on every single finger on that hand, the huge watch, and then you got another one on this hand.
Got to do that. It's forever. Forever game.
So how you feeling these days? You're a new man. You got a new label deal, new situation. What was it? You bought yourself out of your own contract, I heard.
Yep.
That's rare. Rappers don't do that very often. What happened? Why'd you get out of that situation?
Just the bigger and better things, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Had to keep it moving?
Yeah, you know, next level shit.
Interscope.
Yeah, next level shit, definitely.
The Interscope way.
Definitely the Interscope way.
How's that going, though?
Dropping some shit.
Yeah, you got this Freezer project coming out like a week, 10 days, right? What? What do we got to know about it?
I wish I can tell you. It's just greatness.
What's the part you want to tell me? The features, the beats, the what? The hits?
Probably hits, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Greatest.
Yeah.
You think like the great? I have like the greatest on my album. If you think of the greatest ever,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my album.
Maddox.
Greatest. Like GOAT.
Everybody's got their opinions. The Catch Me Outside girl.
See, they're not on my album. See, they're not on my album.
What are you guys laughing at?
You're not talking about the greatest. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think that they're on the list of the GOATs? Who are the GOATs in your mind?
Who are the GOATs? You're talking about like Jay-Z and them.
Mm-hmm.
Nas, Jay-Z.
But was that the stuff Kendrick you were listening Lamar. To?
Huh?
Were you growing up with Jay-Z and Nas, or what were you growing up? Like, who was the dopest rappers in your mind when you were a kid?
Nas,
okay.
I mean, I was born in New York. So.
Till what age, though?
Till what age?
Yeah.
Till I was like 15, 16.
Okay, so you do have some New York sauce.
Then when I switched over to the, like, T.I. and fucking all that shit.
So you moved to Atlanta and you switched over from Nas and shit to T.I. and Gucci and all this?
Mixed it all in. You know,
mm-hmm. So you think that's why you're sort of this, like, machine gun style lyricist in the booth?
Bullets,
that's what I'm saying.
Bullets.
It's just rapid fire over and over when I'm listening to you.
Yeah, album on the way, though.
This is the album... All right, so I've been listening to Rich Forever 3 for the past couple of days. Compared to that, is this a big step up in terms of an album from you?
Yeah.
Were you happy with that project?
Yeah.
You weren't just doing it because you had to finish up the 300 deal?
No. I've been trying to put that out. We got Rich Forever 4 like finished already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you already got that ready to go, huh?
Yeah.
That's tight. I mean, you and Dex in the studio though, you guys got crazy workflow.
Going. Yeah, what? Dex.
You guys on good terms? Hmm. I see the media trying to make it act like you guys ain't cool. What up, academics?
We just did a show together a couple days ago, day and night.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, well, I guess they're on good terms. Yeah.
They can read about it.
Was there any kind of confusion, though, at a certain point? Because I think, like, when that came out, people are like, oh, Dex says he isn't signed to Rich anymore. I think a lot of people from the beginning were like, damn, Dex and Rich, like Rich signed Dex. They both seem like such big personalities that it almost didn't surprise people when Dex said something that made people think that he wasn't into that situation anymore. Yeah. So it's just totally mixed up. You guys are great.
Yeah, we Gucci. You know how we come in, Rich Forever Gang. Shout out to Jay Critch.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great. You need a lighter?
Anybody got a lighter?
He got them labels calling, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, one of my label connects the other day told me, they're like, you know, Famous Dex is, Rich the Kid is an incredibly underrated A&R. They're saying that you just have the total skill for it and that Dex and Critch are examples.
They put Jay Critch, you know what I'm saying, top new SoundCloud rappers. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's not a SoundCloud rapper, they said that in Complex today. Mm-hmm. Even though he's not a SoundCloud rapper. I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying? Rich Forever doing good, you know what I'm saying? Monday. I mean, Tuesday, I'm dropping shit.
That's when the new tape comes out?
I'm dropping some shit Tuesday.
Do you believe that about yourself, though, that you're very capable of, like, recognizing talent early on and that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Got to. We're forever, you know what I'm saying? We the new wave, you know what I'm saying? My own, you know what I'm saying? Got my own label. We all young, under 30, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely under 30.
And we got them labels calling, major labels trying to sign Jay Critch. Every day they calling, you know what I'm saying? We just doing what we do.
Mm. Do you advise young rappers to sign with labels, though, or do you think that it's not always worth it?
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when it gets to that right point, you're not going to be able to do all that radio and all that other shit, all that fucking PR work by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That shit gets...
Yeah, like, do you want to be the dude who's on the phone with Complex every week trying to get some coverage or whatever? Do you want to have somebody doing it for you? Exactly.
Once you get to that level where you want to be on the radio all fucking day, hey, man.
Do you feel like you're on the radio enough or not enough?
Tuesday. Hey, I'm dropping some shit Tuesday. You won't have to hear that shit on the radio every fucking day.
You got hits on there?
Huh?
You got hits on that shit?
Hey, listen, this shit I'm dropping Tuesday, they're going to hear it on the radio all fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the greatest.
The greatest? I want to know. Oh, Wayne?
Nah, Wayne, yeah. He's the greatest, too. I got him on my album. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? One of the greatest. Another one of the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
You going to shake? You felt the earthquake?
You know, I was back here. I don't think I felt it.
I don't think I felt it either. I was too high. But you know what?
Yeah.
When I drop, you're going to feel an earthquake. Oh, shit.
The earthquake way.
Nah.
Nah.
For real.
Yeah. So the earthquake thing, does that scare you?
Huh?
Just natural disasters in general. Do you, like, live in fear of a hurricane?
No. Nah. You know what? All that shit been, you know what I'm saying, sketching me out. Too much scary shit going on.
You just try not to think about it?
Yeah, I'm just kicking shit. I just been working, recording.
Mm-hmm.
Just moved in the new mansion, you know what I'm saying? Expanded.
You got a mansion out here now?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fire.
Mansion expanded.
What's the great part about having, like, a mansion versus an apartment?
More room.
Yeah, but what do you do with the extra room? Do you just have more friends around, more girls?
No, studio. You know what I'm saying? I really don't, like, have parties and shit. You know what I'm saying? I be working, you know what I'm saying? I was working on my album. When I got my album done, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on my next album. You know what I'm saying?
You're a workaholic?
Jay Critch mixtape. know what I'm saying? Dex the album. Before, you know what I'm saying?
Are you in the studio like every night? Is that just your passion? Is just constantly working on that?
Yeah, I live in the studio.
You live in there? Sometimes literally? What's the longest you ever been in there?
Shit, I don't know. I literally used to live in the studio, so like transitioning into like being a signed artist, it's like fancy, big, nice studios. But I was like, I'd rather have a studio in my house, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you can just really permanently work
you know
on that
saying?
Shit.
Really work.
Yeah, totally. All right, so when do you feel like you actually had your first breakthrough as a rapper? Like, when did you stop being a struggle rapper and start to become somebody who was actually popping?
Everything was cool. You know what I'm saying? Everything's still cool now, but Tuesday? When did this shit drop? Hey, look. Gonna be an earthquake, tsunami. You know what I'm saying? Like my wrist. Tuesday, I'm telling you.
Tuesday. Now I'm all excited for Tuesday. You got me ready for Tuesday. A mere 7 days away.
Bro, you gonna when Tuesday comes, you gonna hit me and be like, oh fucking shit. You gonna be like, damn, that's what you was talking about? Bro, this shit is dumb.
Yeah. So you can't tell me any of the features besides just that it's the greats.
I'm gonna tell you
Wayne.
Off camera.
You did say Wayne.
Yeah, I got Wayne. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Ross on there.
Ross is on there.
Jay Critch, Wayne, Ross, fucking Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
Playboi Carti.
Carti. Interesting. That's dope. How'd you meet Carti?
Yeah, I've been my boy for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been good. Tight.
That's what's up. Yeah, Carti, how do you feel about like seeing how well his career has exploded over the past year? You proud of him?
What? So proud, rejoiced in my heart. That's my brother, man.
Yeah.
Next level shit, gang shit. You know he on Interscope too. There's a whole lot of gang shit going on, man.
At Interscope?
Yeah.
You could be like the new 50 Cent over there. You know he used to run that shit.
Hey, you know, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna put me an office in there.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
You be an exec.
Exec.
Is that the long-term goal?
I'm already an exec. You know what I'm saying? I have my own label. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? What Graham say? We're forever, forever. You feel me?
Yeah. But could you see yourself like wearing a suit every day? Or is that just not you?
I can wear a tracksuit every day.
Tracksuit.
What I got on now, this is a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Palm Angel, you know what I mean?
Got you look like you run a race.
Got this in the mail a couple of days ago. Palm Angel. Huh.
That's Balmain. What's it say right in the corner there?
Which one?
Right there. Palm Angels.
Palm Angels. Got this from Milan. You know what I'm saying? Just put it down in the mail. I'm about to go to Paris in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, on tour. Come see me on the Hendrix tour with Future.
Yeah, that's crazy.
New Freezer gonna be out by then, so.
Oh, really? Freezer's got new shit coming out, too?
New Freezer.
Oh, your shit, yeah.
New so Freezer!
How'd you end up on tour with Future in fucking Europe?
Shit. Blessing. It's a blessing. I was broke, but now I'm flexing.
True. How you feel about XXL and the fact that they basically just act like you don't exist?
Who? Nah, shout out XXL, man. You know I fuck with XXL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all politics, you feel me? I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. But Tuesday, you go read you I bet you on Tuesday you go read about it on XXL.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You think that they'll actually give you a post?
Huh?
They'll give you a post?
I'm taking over their whole socials and shit.
Are you really?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Damn, that's
tight. Why I'm saying you're gonna be read about it. But shit, you know I fuck with XXL, you know what I'm saying? It should all be about politics, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting my money anyway.
Right.
Any day.
Facts.
You did?
Did you, yeah, I don't know. It's just, do you feel like it's weird, though, that they had that grudge against you? Like, they made a whole thing about them not including Dex this year, and then they somehow just ignored the fact that you probably should have been on it a couple years ago, and they just sort of been...
You know what? I feel like we should get, like, I feel like we got like a Billboard cover coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Billboard magazine. Me, Dex, Jay, Billboard, Youngest Exec.
If I had a magazine, I'd give you a cover.
Ha!
I just realized you could see yourself in the corner and it's distracting you.
This fact thing. Yeah, man. No jumper shit. No jumper. What? You ain't got no. You ain't do no jumper freestyles?
You want to do one right now? Let's go.
You don't do the no jumper freestyles. Where to be that?
We do them in the kitchen. I mean, we haven't done them in a minute.
He did the no jumper freestyle.
You want one? You can definitely have one.
If we had Jake Christian here, we could get that shit popping.
Oh, he'd go crazy. He seems tall as fuck. I feel like he might hit his head on the ceiling.
What? Hello? Where you at? You gotta come to the back. Come to the, like, to the alley part.
Girls
of
calling.
At the corner.
All right, guys. So I need you to do me a little favor. We need a survey done so that we have more details about our demographics for this podcast. This is gonna help us to get more advertising in the future, and more advertising means more podcasts for you guys. So what I want you to do is head on over to podsurvey.com/jumper and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us to get to know you better. This way, our advertisers will know how great our listeners are. And even if you've taken one of these surveys before, you should probably still do this because it's specific to my podcast. So if you want to be a friend, if you want to help us out, head on over to podsurvey.com/jumper and fill that out. And also there's a $100 Amazon gift card that you can win. There's something about that here. So you might be able to win an Amazon gift card and then you could buy a bunch of cool DVDs. You could buy Shrek 3 on DVD. Anyway, thank you very much. Back to the interview.
Yeah.
You want one of these? Head on over to nojumper.com.
Yeah, hold on.
Little plug there for you.
No jumper.
Huh? Exactly, yeah.
In the trunk, got a pumper. Huh? Jump you. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Brian Pumper.
Rob Pumper. Huh? You know what I'm saying?
You ever met Brian Pumper?
Nah, I ain't never
met. He's an icon. I just want to make that clear. You know, if I was wearing an expensive ass sweatsuit like that, I'd probably be scared that I was rub my fucking arm and all the ash right there and shit.
I got this for free, though.
You got that for free?
Free ski.
What's up with your free clothes plugs? How do you get looped in on the free designer?
Once you get to a such high status, you know what I'm saying? You can put your cat on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or you can get just free clothes from
Are you freaked out by cats? Or are you okay with this? Okay, cool. Because some rappers are scared of cats, I've realized.
I threw a cat on the table.
Well, we had a rapper on here and he walked over and smacked him in the face for no reason.
No
total
jump.
Act of violence for no reason. Yeah. So.
Just had a cat walk across the table.
You like that? Who's she?
Get my hair tight.
Are you married to that hair color right now? Or
I just got this hair color like last month.
Yeah, it's a new wave. It's like hard to stand out these days if you go in the red-ish direction. So you
I
went
was
with the,
red. You know what I'm saying? The everybody was red. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go ahead and switch on them. You know what I'm saying?
How would you describe it? Like bluish green or turquoise or what?
I don't even know these days. I'm smoking so many backwards. You know what I'm saying? Catching coming so many back ends.
Mm-hmm.
Tour, like between tour, backwards, fucking studio meetings. It's like
just don't have time to think about colors.
Color. Yeah. Who cares about the hair color? You know, back ends. You know, back end is like the back side of the cash. You know what I'm saying? You get the front end, you know what I'm saying? Before you go do the show, when you get there, they give you the back end. Mm-hmm. I'm saying too many back ends. I got too many back ends. Like back ends on back ends. So many shows. When you get on the show lined up, back end on back end.
See, I'd like to be on tour enough to really know about that tour money, man. How is the tour money? You come home from that 20-day tour. How you feeling?
Back in on back in. No jumper shit. No jumper. I feel like Gucci Man back in the day. You know what I'm saying? No jumper. Interview. Interview.
Oh, is that the feature you're talking about? You got a Gucci feature? He's one of the GOATs.
He's definitely one of the GOATs. I'm not talking about Gucci. He's definitely one of the GOATs.
You want to see something? Check this out. Gucci Mane autobiography. I got a fucking rare advanced copy. Yeah.
Yo, this is legendary.
You want that? I'll gift it to you if you want to read it.
For real?
When's the last time you read a book?
He just gifted it to me.
I don't know what I don't know who wrote this, but I had a note that said Burr. I doubt that Gucci wrote it. He probably would have signed it.
It says Burr. Look, it says Burr. It freaking says burn. He just, oh my God. Let me get this off the ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Go up! Definitely one of my inspirations.
Mm. In what way?
In a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying?
The work, the output in terms of him just making a shitload of music or the jewelry or what?
You know what I'm saying? Hard work, definitely one of the most consistent rappers of time, you know what I'm saying?
You met him?
Have I met him? Like, what? Never met Guap.
I mean, he was locked up for like the early days of your come up. I feel like if he was free when you were starting to come up, that he probably would have been like in there trying to sign you or at least having you in the studio and all that shit. That sort of shit. Anyway, let's just say we'll move on down this list of questions a little bit.
That's my jumper.
When's the last time you played basketball?
Okay, no jumper. In again, I'ma slump you, pump you. Yeah, telling you, if J. Cruz was in here, you could drop the beat. It should be going dumb. You know what I'm saying? No jumper. Nothing. I'ma slump you. Got a cat on the table. You know what I'm saying? But no cable.
You got cable?
No, not now. Because I just moved into the mansion. You know what I'm saying? So. Due to the fact I just moved in, and but I got a couch though. You know what I'm saying? I got interior designer. I got an interior design to design for me because I ain't got time.
But that's the stereotype of rappers is that they have big houses with no furniture because they don't like think about it enough and they just move in.
I got
in.
Furniture.
Yeah.
I got furniture. sir. Ooh, I might hurt her.
I might injure you. You got like, furniture and injury. That's my advice.
You know what I'm saying? I might injure you.
I've seen you in the studio, so I know what it's like, and it's just
quick.
It's crazy in there. You're just sort of like you'll just start mumbling something, and then all of a
new
sudden
freezer.
It mutates into something.
I'm gonna let you hear something after this.
Yeah, we can bump it. You know what else I've seen you do in the studio? I've seen you try to snatch somebody's lean while they're sleeping. And I was like, oh, boy, man, this is a cocky guy right here.
About
he's scared
that.
Of shit.
There's no talking about that. I don't know what you're talking about. Read about it. Game shit, man. See, y'all niggas got no jumper. Them niggas got no jumper. We got jumpers. You know what I'm saying? It's no jumper, but we got a jumper. Because we balling like you spouting. I ain't calling. I'm balling. Read about it. See about it.
In terms of balling, who would you consider to be your main inspirations, both in terms of basketball and outside of the court?
Inspiration. Allen Iverson.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The way he did it. You know what I'm saying? AI. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then got his shirt on. I'm fucking with LeBron. 2-3. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, but. It's just a blessing, man. Everything just a blessing, man. Ain't no stressing, man. You know what I'm saying?
You feel very thankful to be where you're at in life these days?
Yes, bro. Like, bro, after Tuesday, bro, shit about to be done. This shit right here, nigga. Yeah, read about it. What that nigga said, I feel like a Gucci ad-lib. Bird. You know what I'm saying? See about it. I'm a chain ring too.
Where'd the read about it thing come from?
Dexter.
He came up with it.
Yeah, that okay. way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give credit where it's due. You feel me?
It's kind of a useful turn of speech because somebody could be like asking you a really fucking obvious question. You know how everybody wants to always ask you about some shit that was in the news? Yeah. And you just feel like, go Google it.
Go read about that shit.
Yeah.
Bitch want to ask, who are, like, where am I? Just read about it.
Yeah.
Read about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't want to let me, I lost my ID, you know what I'm saying? And I was going through the airport and shit, like... They had, like, give me mad questions and shit. And then, like, they said I couldn't go through because I did it too many times. And then she's like, well, how do I know this is you? I said, You can go read about it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So she read it, going and read about it, and then she let me on the plane.
Oh, so it worked.
It worked. You know what I'm saying? So she just read about it. Just go read about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
You know, somebody told me that if you ever want to get into a party or a club and you're having a hard time getting in and you have a lot of followers on Instagram, you just show the door guy your Instagram and they'll let you in.
This is me. Look, my Instagram. Nah, who are you? I don't give a fuck how many followers you got. That Cash App.
You probably haven't had a hard time getting in the club in a long time.
Nah, it's a blessing though. You know what I'm saying?
Do you even like going to the club?
No, I hate it.
Why do you hate it? They won't let you bring your lean in?
Nah, I just don't like the environment. It's just whack. I like going to, you know, shows and shit, but like, you know, I just lean off the part. Like, you know what I'm saying? I lean off. Lean off. The party, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Off it.
Well, it's weird for you, too, because it's like Instagram kind of makes it so you don't have to go to the club because you could just find the girls who are interested in you on this the app. Gram. You don't have to go out in public, right?
All my pictures off an app. Ooh, Instagram, what a snap. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? No jumper, but I got a jumper.
Let me ask you this. Is Snapchat over? Is it dying?
Fuck with the snap. I really, social media is just, you know what I'm saying? Just really a mind trick.
Mind trick. But you know the Instagram story. Do you feel like that made the snap less important?
I don't know about none of that shit, man. I'd be too high. I'm really too high right now.
I think you're doing good.
I'm doing good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Louis, get that fucking camera off me.
What's up, Louis? Is he one of your favorite video guys to work with?
Yeah, man.
Louis knows in the building.
Louis knows, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Louis knows what I'm about to jump on Tuesday.
You trust him with most of your visuals?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm so fancy. I'm just so fresh, so clean. Fresh, so clean, clean.
You a big Outkast fan? Me too. We don't talk about them enough.
On the planet, I am.
Yeah. Which one do you like better, though, Andre or Big Boy?
Andre.
Really? Because he was the swagged out one?
Legendary. We legendary. You know what I'm saying? These niggas lame. We legendary. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No jumper, but I got a jumper because I'm balling. Mm-hmm. Read about it. See about it. Cat on the table.
Oh, you can see the cat's tail. That's nice. I wish he would just wake the fuck up and walk over here and just hang out with us. You know, that cat's from New York, too, so he's kind of like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We related.
You might be.
But we not related. Because y'all related to cats. Because y'all pussy ass. Gang shit. Yeah, then we win.
So are you coming at the fans next there? Or are you saying me and the cat are pussy?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Okay.
See, I'm looking that way.
Just in general.
Gang shit. You know how we bumming, man. My book bag. Hold on.
Yeah, let's see this bag. Ooh, Off-White.
Off-White.
You just pulled up in L.A. wearing Off-White. Yeah. Which you're on the remix for. Why are you the remix king for everybody? They always come to see you. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see. It looks like there's a lot of shit in there. Okay. One shoe. Oh, you bought that on that Complex sneaker thing.
Yeah, that motherfucker cost $2,500.
$2,500 for that pair. What the fuck are those even called? Oh, and a bottle of cologne inside the shoe. That's nice.
These YSL Saint Laurent look like two squares to me.
How much does that cost?
Probably like $200 or
something. Can I apply some? Is this possible for the podcaster to test it out? Hell yeah. I'm going to smell rich.
Gucci belt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got
boxers. You like that? I never did that on here before. What kind of boxers are these two? I got to investigate. PSD, I never even heard of this. Kyrie Irving signature boxers. Wait, yep. They send you these?
Yep.
I see you as more the Versace boxers type of guy.
Yeah, I got them too.
These gloves. Just a bunch of laces for some reason. Yeah. You got a big ass spiked belt in there.
Well, fit applying.
Dude, all your shit is so tangled together. This is insane.
Gucci.
You need an intern to help you sort this shit out. Supreme toothbrush Looks like it's never been used, I'm gonna be totally honest.
That's some charges and shit. Oh, here's the other shoe.
The other shoe. Finally finds the other shoe. Headphones, Beats by Dre.
Pretty much it, you know what I'm saying?
Off white.
I gotta get my girl's opinion, what she thinks of the smell.
That shit right there.
We gotta go to the Goyard store together.
Yeah. Shoot videos in there.
If it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't know about Goyard.
No. These niggas walk around faking.
You feel like that's one of the main things that people stole your swag with?
They could read it by that one.
I want to go to the store with you because that's like one of the rare things that you were able to somehow film a video there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys didn't get sued or anything.
When I get there, bitches give me kisses.
You don't consider yourself above hooking up with an employee from like a luxury clothing store?
Like, hey, I love your new video. I'm like, yeah. Read about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love that new freezer. Yeah.
When you're like standing in the mall and you got the Gucci store and the Louis store across from each other, which one are you more drawn to?
I'd be in the middle, waiting.
Waiting for to see which salesperson is more convincing, who comes out and gets you?
I probably go to both, man. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? No jumper, you know what I'm saying? Next time, we're going to do a freestyle. For sure, though.
Bring Chris with you.
I'm J. Chris. I'm going to bring Dex.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a freestyle, all three of us, legendary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? On that game shit.
What's your relationship with Jaden Smith like?
That's my boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We kick shit.
How'd that collab come about, though?
We was at his crib. Mm-hmm. His parents' crib. My phone. Hit me my other phone when I was on charge.
How many phones you got?
Two. Yeah, we was at his parents' crib recording. You know what I'm saying? Made a smash. You know?
So you've been to Will Smith's house?
Yeah.
You see him?
Yep.
How was that?
It was dope.
He was cool?
Yep. Jada, Will, awesome people.
That's tight. You guys were skating up there. He said skateboarding in the hills. I feel like that's why we wanted you in there.
Skate. Y'all like crazy shit. It's crazy, like skating.
When's the last time you skated?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, how was it?
Yeah. Skating with some pros, you know what I'm saying? We were skating with the pros and shit now.
Who? You don't remember?
No, I forgot.
It's all right. They were probably big names, though.
My boy EJ. I skated with EJ in New York.
You ever skated with Nigel?
Nigel?
Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel.
Yeah.
I skated with him a couple times.
Yeah. I feel like you guys would get along good. He's got the swag.
Yeah, we skated. And he got a park. Right. Paints his house and shit.
Yeah.
He got like Lamborghinis and shit.
Crazy. He's rich. He's seeing rap money off that skate shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, that shit. You know what? Might make a skate video and get like some skate checks too. You know what I'm saying?
We need
that. That'd be tight. Just hit some skate money.
Well, Rick Ross had a deal with DGK. It didn't work out, but he tried.
Rick Ross had a deal with DGK?
Yeah, he was getting like 10 grand a month from DGK, and then they went bankrupt at the end of the deal. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, I think some skate money would definitely be dope. Yeah. Can we put that on the schedule? Skate money.
You need to have just a deck.
I was playing. Yo, I'm coming out with a skate park, definitely, though, seriously. Skate shoe. I got my skate team, Miss Forever Skate. You know what I'm saying? And my shoes coming soon. Got some shit.
What would be your banger in your skate section, like your last clip? Craziest trick that you would do to end it off?
Nollie, big heel, down the biggest set you've ever seen.
El Toro, 20 stairs, we're going there.
El Toro, Big Four. You ever heard of the Big Four?
Yes.
Where?
In San Francisco, right?
No, in the A.
Oh.
In Atlanta, it's like some ghetto-ass park. But it's just a big-ass four-step stair. If you look online, you can probably find a video of me jumping down.
That might be the only time that a rapper ever stunted on me with spot knowledge.
You never know. He said, yeah, San Francisco. Read about that one.
Well, there's a very famous four block there, too. There's all kinds of four blocks, famous all over the world. You just saying that because you're from Atlanta. I ain't really been in Atlanta like that.
All right, well.
You going to be out there for A3C?
I don't think so. I'll probably be somewhere high or sleep. Rich forever. You know how the fuck I'm coming, man. New freezer.
Imagine I just smoke your roach right here. That'd be lit, huh?
Yeah. Shit might be legendary. I'll be ready for this shit. I swear, when you watch this video.
All right. Facts. Okay, you just put the...
I just put the headphones on the cat.
The headphones are on the cat.
Like it.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Dang.
My man. Thank you so much. It was everything I hoped for and more. This has been No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. If it comes down to it, read about it. Hey, can we get a photo together real quick? I gotta flex for the gram real quick. If you don't fuck with me, you're a stupid dumb idiot. If you don't fuck with me, you're a stupid dumb idiot. I'm ballin' like an elf, leave a guy, no jumper. I'm ballin' like an elf, leave a guy, no jumper.